Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before His appearing, week 2, the divine and mystical realm. Friday, related verses. John 3:13, and no one has ascended into heaven, but he who descended out of heaven, the Son of Man, who is in heaven. Ephesians 4:20-21, but you did not so learn Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, as the reality is in Jesus. Mark 1:35. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still night, he went out and went away to a deserted place, and there he prayed. Luke 5:16. But he himself often withdrew in the wilderness and prayed. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do in word or in deed, do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. 1 Timothy 3:16. And confessedly, great is the mystery of godliness. He who was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come forward with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for timely help. Related reading. The Lord lived as a man of prayer. He did not live as a common man praying common prayers to God, as a pious man, a so-called godly man, praying to God in a religious way, or as a God-seeking man praying to God for the divine attainments and obtainments. Instead, he was a man in the flesh, praying to the mysterious God in the divine mystical realm. The Gospels tell us that he often went to the mountain or withdrew to a private place to pray. Jesus was a man in the flesh, yet he prayed to the mysterious God in the divine and mystical way and realm. All of the Lord's prayers were divine facts. We need to ask if our prayers are divine facts. A wife may ask the Lord to take care of her family because her husband has lost his job. Such a prayer is not divine. Instead, she may pray, Lord, as a housewife, I praise you and thank you that we are in your hands. We trust in you in this circumstance. This is divine prayer. When we consider the Lord's Prayer in John 17, we can see what divine prayer is. We may pray for our need, but we have to pray about it in a divine way. We should pray divine prayers, not human prayers. Although we are human, people should sense that there is something mystical about us. Our classmates, colleagues, or peers should sense that there is something about us that they cannot understand. This is because we are mysterious, mystical. The one who prayed the prayer recorded in John 17 was Jesus of Nazareth, a man in the flesh, yet his prayer was mystical. The pattern of the first God-man being a man of prayer shows that we should do everything in a divine way. Even a husband's loving his wife should be divine and not human. Our buying a pair of shoes and the way that we cut our hair should be divine. A very critical part of the history of the first God-man was his prayer. All his prayers were divine, yet they were in a human life, making that human life mystical. He lived a mystical human life. A husband should love his wife divinely, not merely spiritually. This is because he does not love her in his way, but in God's way, and not with his love, but with God's love. How could a man in the flesh love his wife in a divine way and with the divine love? This is mystical. We should be persons living a life that is divine yet mystical. Our life should be divine yet human, not merely human, but mystically human. This is what is unveiled in the Holy Word. We have a concept concerning spirituality that blinds us. We need to see that we should not be merely spiritual, but divine and mystical. Every believer today should be a divine and a mystical person. We should be divine, yet so mysterious. Even those who are close to us should be able to sense that there is something about us that is mysterious and cannot be understood. The key is that although we are human, we live divinely. True spirituality should make us divine. This is higher. Everything in our living should be divine and mystical. This is what we see in the Lord Jesus. When people saw what he did, they were astounded and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these works of power? Is not this the carpenter's son?" This is because all that he did was divine and mystical. God was living through him. He was God manifested in the flesh. This is a great mystery. 1 Timothy 3:16 says that the great mystery of godliness is God manifested in the flesh. The divine is manifested in a mystical human way.